You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome one, welcome all to Monday Football Monday here on the SB Nation NFL Show. A reminder before we get started that this show is brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at DraftKings Sportsbook. My name is RJ Ochoa from SB Nation's Blogging the Boys, where we cover America's team, the Dallas Cowboys. As mentioned, this is the SB Nation NFL Show. More specifically, this is Monday Football Monday, the greatest show in all of the land. You can watch us live, if that is your cup of tea, on the SB Nation NFL Twitter page, Facebook page, and YouTube channel. If podcasts are more your speed, hey, we know you got places to be. Maybe you put us on 1.5 speed. Who knows? We talk kind of fast naturally. Anyway, the SB Nation NFL Show is accessible wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe, leave a rating, write a review. Those things help us out. I'm joined, as always, by our fantastic producer, Rachelle Prevett. And, of course, the two-time reigning MF double MVP loser. I am riding a streak of two in a row from SB Nation's Arrowhead Pride. You know him. You love him. You bought him a Christmas in July gift that you are wrapping up. It's in the back of your closet right now. Everybody give a warm welcome to Pete Sweeney. Pete. Christmas in July. What's your favorite movie to watch then? Go.
The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. Right? Hate, double hate, loathe, awful. Loathe entirely.
Worst choice possible.
You gotta get the Grinch mixed in there. I'm a big The Santa Claus fan.
You're a mean one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How was your weekend? Oh, Martha. Oh, Christmas. The weekend was pretty good. We're in the off season right now, so it's a little quieter, which is nice. Not a ton of news. You got a little bit of news out of Dallas with the tagging of
Schultzy?
Dalton right,
Schultzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you break that down on TikTok, or what did you do?
I did, yeah. I'm a TikTok and Instagram reel and fool. You know, you got to keep up with the times.
TikTok and rip rocking. RJ Ochoa.
The kids, they're on the talk. They're on the IG reels.
It's the talk of the town, if you will, right?
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Exactly. RJ.Ochoa on TikTok. I'm RJ Ochoa everywhere else, but somebody had the nerve.
Wow.
Somebody took RJ Ochoa. Had to slide that dot in there. Just
doesn't look as clean.
Tough scene.
Doesn't look as clean.
Yeah. I know. It's tough. It's tough. Pete, I'm going to be straight up. Always honest with the listener.
Yep.
All right. Are you drinking out of a grape jelly canister?
No, this is a,
I swear that looked like Welch's grape jelly. That's what the can looked like.
Glass coffee cups because I'm hashtag hip and they're a little hot.
Maybe you should be on TikTok. All right.
And they're a little hot. So I have to have the koozie, and this is, the David Kramer baby is brewing. Friends of mine, friends of the show, the Kramer, they had a baby cooking up and, they gave me this koozie.
Interesting, because Kramer is obviously a character from Seinfeld. You have to see the baby is a very, very seminal Seinfeld moment. I say wearing a Friends t-shirt.
Evelyn, the baby so since has been born, Evelyn. So this.
Right.
Welcome to the world, Evelyn.
So I will be straight up honest, all right? And it's not Rachel because I'm fishing for MF MVP votes. Kind of made this up while I was walking the dog this morning, the idea for today's show, all right? It's a game. And there's going to be one winner and one loser. Now, Rachel's going to hand that on the MF MVP as she always does. But afterwards, we want to hear who has the better group. And by group, I mean we're going to field some teams. Pete Sweeney and I, we're going to each pick a quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, and single offensive lineman. We're also going to pick a defensive lineman, linebacker, and defensive back can be a corner or a safety, Pete, and a head coach. I did not slack
that. So changing the rules already. Yep, got it.
But the trick is basically picking across the entire NFL universe. But the trick is whoever picks, well, like say you're picking a quarterback, Pete, and you pick, I don't know, Dak Prescott. I cannot touch that division or the corresponding one in the opposite conference. So say you're picking quarterbacks, and then I have to pick a quarterback. I can't pick any quarterback throughout the entire NFC or AFC East. That geographical direction is off limits until I make my pick.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to kind of snake back and forth, because then I would have to double up and take a division off limits. So Rachel, if you want to chat it to us or say it, it's up to you. You get to pick who goes first, just because, you know, that's how we roll. So quarterback is up first. So Rachel, you're really setting the stage here for who's going to have a lot of power. If you pick me or Pete, you know, it's up to you, Rachel.
So. Yeah, of course.
Oh, she said.
Okay. Pete. This is going to come as a huge shock to you of who I'm going with here.
So to be clear, so I get to double up, and again, then I wipe out a division for you. So direction for you. So go ahead. So we're going starting quarterback. The order is quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, offensive line.
In the NFL.
You can have any quarterback. Yeah, right now you have the only pick where the entire field is open.
And so of course I have to go with the best quarterback in the NFL, and that's Patrick Mahomes the Kansas City Chiefs. The most consistent quarterback of the last 4 years has gotten his team to the final four years in a row. The 2018 NFL
MVP. How many rings
MVP,
to show for it?
50 touchdowns, 5,000 yards, one ring, one more ring than the Dallas Cowboys in our lifetimes, where we were actually paying attention to football. And congratulations to him. He is from Tyler, Texas. Which is it's close to West Laco, where RJ you reside, isn't it? Isn't it somewhere in the vicinity?
I mean, everything in Texas is close. If you want to be generous,
look, you can make a case for Josh Allen. Okay, you can make a case for Joe Burrow. You knew which way I was going with this. So say goodbye to the West, RJ. We got Patrick Mahomes on Team Pete.
So who would be the quarterback that I would like be lost out on? Like, I can't take Justin Herbert. That's kind of the only one. Like, I don't think anyone's like lining up to take Matthew Stafford. Maybe Russell Wilson, but I mean, Justin Herbert's the real loser here, right? Like the Chargers are every year. Oh, the Chargers are going to win the AFC West. They're so interesting. They have such cool uniforms.
You don't think Russ Wilson? No, you wouldn't take him?
Broncos country. That's right. Broncos country.
What about you do lose out on Stafford. You do lose out on Jimmy G. And
I lost out on Geno Jimmy Smith. G. How can I say?
Geno Smith is no longer available. So keep that in mind.
Okay, so actually, I've changed my mind. By the way, we're no longer doubling up. So we're gonna go back and forth, right? So I'm gonna pick a quarterback and wipe out his geographical direction, making the rules up as we go. Okay, so I need a quarterback. Actually, I'll open the decision to you, Pete. Do you want to be able to take any position, or do we have to go in positional order here?
No, I think
I think you
have to go quarterback here, and then you start the next position.
Oh, I like that. Okay. And I can't take the same geographical direction that I myself. So I'm like inhibiting myself. I like this. Okay. I will take Josh Allen. I thought about Aaron Rodgers, but I really don't care all too much. So I'll take Josh Allen, and I'll feel pretty good about it. The better half of last week's match losers, if we're being honest with ourselves here. Some people would say that I'm the Josh Allen to your Patrick Mahomes, Pete.
Josh Allen was so bad at golf. I mean, he clearly was the worst.
It's really embarrassing. Like, he was really,
really
not really
that
bad.
That stuff matters, but you know what? I don't know. He was so poor.
You're supposed to be an athlete.
He was so poor compared to the other guys that it was a little embarrassing.
Maybe the strongest arm in the league. Like, that particular measurement of Mahomes and Allen has kind of, I think, favored Allen. Mahomes is amazing. Like, I've already come back to the Chiefs, Pete. Like, yeah, I've
back,
drawn the line of the sand. Chargers are dumb. All right.
Welcome
I'm
back,
with
yeah.
you.
Nice to have you back.
But if we're talking about like just pure arm strength, if the competition is just throw the ball as far as you can, that I might take Josh Allen in. All right. And don't mean to poke into Chiefs fans. I'm not at all taking shots at Mahomes, but I'll take Josh Allen just because it's fun at this point. So, okay. Then I'm going to, the East. Is off
so now
the
you're
board.
Going to the running back. What position?
Well, no, I have the decision, right? That's what you said. You said I could choose a position, and then, right? I'm going to take a receiver.
Wow.
Yeah, so I can't take anybody in an Eastern Division. I'm going to go back to the West, and I'm taking Devontae Adams, arguably the best receiver in the NFL. I mean, how could you know?
You know,
Devontae Adams. Let's party.
That's a good pick.
I thought about Ja'Marr Chase. I really did. I thought about Ja'Marr Chase for a while, but Devontae, you know what I mean? Like, it's not Derek Carr, but still, I think the connection is pretty solid.
Okay.
And I got double 17s. You know what I mean? I got Josh Allen, Devontae Adams. Like, how can I, I got a team logo at this
point. Is an interesting move in the theory of the game, because with the Adams pick, you also knock out Cooper Kupp and Debo.
Yep.
At the same time.
And DK Metcalf, if you care about that.
I probably wasn't taking Metcalf.
I mean, Keenan Allen, once upon a time, thought he was, better than Mike Evans. Not Tyreek Hill, who's, I guess, technically available. But I think this was the biggest, wipeout I could have had while also taking somebody elite. Kind of like you did with Patrick Mahomes.
Right. Okay. So now I think I'm right now probably between, I'm not going to, for the spirit of the game, I'm not going to take Tyreek Hill. I mean, we could put Patrick Mahomes back with Tyreek Hill. I think that's just as a little bit boring.
Right. That'd be lame and boring. So you could go Ja'Marr. That would be an interesting choice.
I think I'm going to go with Justin Jefferson. I think.
Oh, okay. Pretty solid.
He's an all-around receiver, can stretch the field. He can play in the intermediate. I think if you ever in a wild world would be able to pair Mahomes with Jefferson, that would be just a wild pairing, wouldn't it? I mean, you talk about.
Well, I tell you what, I've said this before. I think Justin Jefferson is on the path of like Devontae Adams, Tyreek Hill, where like next year he's like, I need to get out of here. Like I can't be in Minnesota anymore. Elite team, come trade for me. And who knows? You know what I mean? Like that could be happening. That's
sure.
All I'm saying. Okay. I'm like, that's a really
and
good
now
pick.
And now I'm going to flip Pete, back really... to you and get, and since I went with the.
So, you get to pick.
Oh,
a,
no,
a
I know. I know. I know.
Start...
So right. I'm going to be really strategic here. So I already have Patrick Mahomes. I already have Justin Jefferson. And so they're in the north. So now I can go anywhere but anything north, right? So I'm
right. And any position
so
go, that's not
I'm going to go back
receiver.
To the west and take Jalen Ramsey as my cornerback. Because I just.
So, but you just get one DB. So that's what I'm saying. Like you're taking a corner over not that there's like a premier safety in the NFL, but like
I think to an extent when it comes to the defensive backs, still and look, he might be a little bit cockier than I love necessarily, but I just think it really is a Ramsey and everybody else type of thing. Like Ramsey's just a staple, whereas these guys kind of fluctuate each year. And so I'm gonna go lock up Jalen Ramsey back in the West as my cornerback selection or my defensive back selection.
Okay, so I'm not really losing out on any, I think, like amazing.
No,
DBs.
Jamal Adams.
You're looking out for yourself. You're looking out for yourself. I can't say I blame you. Okay, so I have to take a DB now. Like I said, I was talking to Stats about this on the Look Ahead last week. Like, there's not like, is there a safety in the NFL that you're like, holy crap, that dude's a baller?
Not necessarily. No.
Like the biggest name is probably Tyrann Mathieu, but he's not like, like a locker room stuff aside. When he's not calling fan bases toxic.
Sure.
Like Tyrann Mathieu, pretty solid leader, but. There's just no, like, we were talking about, like, do you know the last time, I'll ask you the question, do you know the last time a defensive player of the year was a safety?
Collins, was it?
It was Troy Polamalu in 2010. I mean, it's been a minute since Polamalu and Ed Reed were kind of, and even, the last three to win it were them two, but Bob Sanders.
If you really want to get into the discussion, I think what also hurts the safety position, and this is going to be ironic, but it's player safety. Right. And those and back in those days, you could just destroy people. And look, the game has changed for the better. But in a way, it has hurt the effectiveness that a safety has on the game. Like Troy Polamalu used to just maul people.
Right. Well, I mean, there's the very famous highlight of Troy Polamalu, like jumping the line of scrimmage, like at the snap. Like, he's just like a leopard. You know what I mean? Like just like
helmet
pouncing
first,
and flying into the air,
nailing the helmet of the other running back. It's good that play is gone, but it does, take away some of the effectiveness of what the safety can do for sure.
So I am going to take the NFL's interception leader, Trayvon Diggs.
Oh, wow.
I mean, how can you not? How can you not take the dude who had the most interceptions in the NFL last year? I mean, how can you not do that? So But it's also strategically, Pete, because I have to, you know, I couldn't take anybody out of either West right. division because you had taken Jalen Ramsey. So now I've unlocked the West yet again because I took somebody from the East. So I'm going to go to tight end. This was the position that I wanted to make sure that I took care of because I didn't want you to get here first. So I'm going to go back to the West. We've gone to the West three times now, which is a pretty big indication of how strong it is geographically, the left side of the country.
Also, both AFC and NFC teams are good, are pretty good.
That's what I'm saying here.
It's incredible.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I am going to take Travis Kelce.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
So I've taken the best tight end in the NFL. You cannot take George Kittle. You cannot take Darren Waller. I mean, tough scene for you. I mean, for being honest with you. Dalton Schultz, though, wants a new contract. He's available. He's up for
Rachel, and I want you to remember this. I'm going to take someone who could be the best tight end in the NFL. And I've been
I've been on
this train for a while. I mean, if you really listen to Monday Football Monday, I have been saying for, I would say, a couple of years now, how many years have we been doing this? 2 years. All 2 years of the show, that Mark Andrews is disrespected when it comes to these guys. I mean, we're always constantly mentioning Kelce and Kittle and Darren Waller, Rob Gronkowski, now that he's sort of back on the scene and he's the GOAT, like, yada, yada. Andrews doesn't get any love, and I don't understand why. He needs to be in that conversation, and because of the age thing, I think you can make a case that he might provide the most value when it comes to tight ends. So give me Mark Andrews. There you go.
Wow, lame.
What's up, guys? I'm Evan Turner, co-host of the Point Four podcast, alongside Andre Iguodala. We got a special series out now, all about our favorite NBA cities, the greatest places to travel, the evolving cultures and cuisines, and some of our most memorable experiences while we were on the road during our many years in the NBA. We talk about Miami, Chicago, New York, and many more. Tune in to Courts and Culture, the Point Forward Travel Guide, sponsored by Hennessy. You can find it on Point Forward Feed, on YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Okay, well, so far we're each four picks in. I have Josh Allen, Devonta Adams, Travis Kelce, Trayvon Diggs. You have Patrick Mahomes, Justin Jefferson, Mark Andrews, and Jalen Ramsey. Tight ends are off the board. We have two defensive positions left, and then a head coach spot to fill. So where do you want to go? It's your decision, Pete.
I'm going to
take us on the magic carpet
back
ride
to the West. This has become our theme of the show.
I solemnly swear I will not go back to the West.
Oh, wow. That's a Harry Potter reference, is it not?
It is. I solemnly swear I'm up to no good. Shout out to the Marauders.
Okay. I'm going to take, when he's healthy, and this is a little bit of a risky pick, but I consider one of the best left tackles, if not the best left tackle by far in the NFL.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He's going. He's doing it. He's doing it.
We're taking him because we have Patrick Mahomes and Orlando Brown just doesn't want to play ball. We're going to go make sure that he's protected on this fantasy team as the only offensive lineman. And the Chiefs had flirted with Trent Williams a little bit before he ended up going back to the 49ers. So we make that right. And I'm bringing Williams to protect my guy, Pat Mahomes.
So you've put me in an awkward position here because if we were to go off PFF grades, which isn't, you know, right, the end all be all, but the number one rated tackle by PFF's grades and metrics last year, Trent Williams. Number two, do you know who it was, Pete?
No.
Tyron Smith. All right. Now, I've already taken Trayvon Diggs. All right. So, I mean, what can I do here? But if we go to guards, all right, number one, Cleveland Browns guard Joel Bitonio. Do you know who the number two ranked guard by PFF's metrics was last year? Zach Martin from the Dallas Cowboys. I am in a difficult spot, not because I can't go back to the West, but because I can't really, like, not look like a homer at this point. Like, I've already taken Trayvon Diggs. You know, I've already, you know, how do I do this? Like, I'm objectively, I'm in a difficult spot that you have put me in. Yeah. I don't like this.
Well, you made up the game, and in my quick strategic thought process here before, I wanted to put you in as many complicated situations as possible, and so far, so good, I feel.
In the interest of mixing it up, I will not take a tackle because you took Trent Williams. I will take a guard, and I will take the best guard in football, Zach Martin. So I've gone back to the East. We kind of flip-flopped East-West. Well, you threw Mark Andrews in there, so we went to the North. But I will take Zach Martin. So I have Zach Martin. You have Trent Williams. I have two members of the Dallas Cowboys. And while I'm here, Pete, I'm going to go to linebacker. Oh, I can't. I can't do that. That sucks. I can't take Micah Parsons. I'm stuck. Oh, man, this is difficult. Did not envision this situation unfolding. Okay, so I have to pivot. I'm forgetting the rules to my own game. Okay, I'm going to go. Let's wrap up the offense. All right, we've given love to the North. We've given love to the East. We've given love to the West. There has been no love to the South. And I'm going to give some right here. Tennessee Titans listeners, remember me, Derrick Henry.
Wow. He's a running back.
I'm aware.
He is a running back, but you know what? He was injured a little bit last year. All right.
Is he not the best running back in the NFL? Like, when you think about the best running back in the NFL, like, is there anybody else that comes close?
Ronald Jones or Clyde Edwards-Helaire, maybe.
Right.
Okay, so you have taken
Derrick Henry. So now my full offense is complete, by the way. Offensively, I have Josh Allen, Derrick Henry, Devontae Adams, Travis Kelce, Zach Martin. Feeling pretty good. Your offense, Pete, the ensemble you need to complete right here. You have Patrick Mahomes, a void at running back, Justin Jefferson, Mark Andrews, and Trent Williams. You cannot take any running back in the South. And this was strategic. You didn't answer this when I asked you who the best running back in the NFL was. Jonathan Taylor off the board. You cannot take Jonathan Taylor. You cannot take Travis Etienne. You cannot take Alvin Kamara. McCaffrey. You cannot take Christian McCaffrey. Man, this was a really great wipeout by me. I hadn't totally considered that. What an awesome selection by me. Best choices available, I think, are Dalvin Cook and Aaron Jones. So you could go Northern right there.
I'm gonna stick with the North. I'm gonna pivot. And this is a running back that I like. And I think I probably like him more than
NC.
More than most. Yeah, Nick Chubb. I just feel like when Chubb is healthy, they're just like it's nobody better as a running back. You know, there have been some health stuff in recent years. I think he sometimes, from a fantasy point, is hurt by the fact that they like to mix and match with Kareem Hunt and it means less touches for Chubb. I feel like if Hunt wasn't in the picture and Chubb could just stay healthy, he would certainly lead the league in rushing yards. This doesn't exist in our real world. So in our fantasy world here, I'm going to take who I believe is someone who could be considered one of the better running backs in the NFL, and that's Nick Chubb. And then I'm going to go back to the East and get my linebacker, Micah Parsons, baby. And I know you had mentioned him, and if you're talking about players that aren't in Kansas City or in the West, one of the apples of my eye, I think everybody wishes Parsons was on their team, and now he's a member of Team Pete.
So, first of all, how dare you? I didn't think forward enough or like long enough into the future. This hurts. Yeah. First of all, I really like the Nick Chubb pick. So that really hurt a lot. I'm processing that I've lost Micah Parsons.
I mean, I'm looking at my team, and I'm looking at your team, and I hope Rachel's looking at these teams. I'm feeling pretty good about recapturing what belongs to me.
So I'm going to cheat a little, but I think that's allowed. Because,
well, you're not a man of integrity or honor. I mean, just to say what it is.
No, I mean, like, I kind of made the game up, and I think that this works. I right now I'm thinking two moves ahead. Actually, no, So he is classified as a linebacker. Like the rule was just linebacker. All right. It wasn't like we need a middle linebacker. It was just linebacker. So I'm gonna take TJ Watt, reigning defensive player of the year. Wow. I mean, like, why can't I take TJ Watt?
That's fine, I guess.
Wow. I mean, you're taking Micah Parsons, who's like a hybrid, half, you know, hybrid edge rusher. So that's like, it's, you know, it's just as fluky. That's sure. All I'm saying.
Okay. So we've knocked off every playing position at this point, didn't we?
We have not. We still have defensive line. So linebacker was a different thing.
Oh, my
and defensive line is
God.
A different thing.
Okay, so, fine.
So the North is gone. The North is off limits.
All right.
Now, I am upset that I cannot take Miles sure. Garrett as my defensive mm-hmm. lineman. All right. I acknowledge that I said I would not go back to the
okay,
right.
Here we go. Hey, what did I
cannot
just say
not
about
go back to the West. I'm trying to win this thing. I'm trying to win this game. All right. I'm going to go back to the West for a final time.
Okay.
Aaron Donald. Wow. Boom. Roasted. Aaron Donald, baby. Aaron Donald is my defensive lineman. You could take a tackle. You could take an end. Whatever you want to do, people. You have to take a defensive lineman. Somebody who puts their hand on the ground 100% of the time. Aaron Donald is my selection.
I mean, then you just open the door up wide open for me to take the guy that you wanted. And that's Miles Garrett.
I open the door. Like I had
how am
to.
I not taking Miles Garrett in this spot? And all of a sudden, you know, you really think about it. I might have just snagged me the best defensive lineman in the league and one with a lot of upside. So thank you.
Look, I had to go. Like the situation was what it was. I had to, you know, had to follow this. Like I'm acknowledging that I opened the door for you to take Miles Garrett, but I'd rather have Aaron Donald. I feel fine.
So
about
we
this.
Have now
TJ Watt can rush the passer.
Done. We're quarterback. Good. We each have a running back. We each have a line, offensive lineman, and a defensive lineman. We both have a wide receiver, a tight end, and a linebacker, and a defensive back. Yes?
Yes.
All we need is head coaches. And you cannot take one that is West-based because I took Aaron Donald right
now. No, I did.
Oh, I'm sorry. You cannot take one that North is North-based because you just took Miles Garrett.
Which is
sorry.
Tough because I originally wanted to take someone in the North.
You originally wanted to take Mike Tomlin, I'm going to
right.
assume.
So right. look, my quarterback is Patrick Mahomes. My wide receiver is Justin Jefferson. Look, do I love defense? Yeah, defense wins championships. Do I want a defensive head coach for my fantasy team? I don't. So I'm gonna go ahead and skip Bill Belichick, and I'm going to go with the guy that I see on a regular basis. Firing off questions. Sometimes he gets a little salty. He's one of the best offensive minds in NFL history. He's on the top five in the win list. He's Patrick Mahomes' right-hand guy here, the
Jason
partnership.
Garrett.
Give me head coach Andy Reid. Woo!
How about those?
How about those Pete's? Because this is Team
nice.
Pete.
Nice.
Yep. So,
nice.
I got all the T's crossed and the I's dotted, as they say, especially the I. In R-E-I-D for Reed.
When you cross your T in Pete, when you like sign your name, I know it's difficult. I don't know if you're signing Peter, you know what I mean? Like what's going on here? But like, do you write the whole name and then come back? Like, is the crossing the T the last move? Like, do you do it with some like authority, or do you cross the T before you even get to the E?
So in my, should I reveal to the world how I do my signature?
I think you have to. I mean, like, I don't, it's, give us this and then your social.
I just write the P and I move on to the next name. I
no
do.
Way. You're just like it's a big fat P.
Big P. And then I move on to the rest. I mean, I don't even deal with.
I think we've stumbled on a great nickname here, Big P.
I don't even deal with the next three letters, or I guess four if you really want to go with my full name. Right.
Right. So, right. Right. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Did not know how lazy you were when it came to signing your name.
Look at
you
this.
Know, so.
Look at this team. I mean, this is brilliant. Brilliant.
That is a big P on Micah Parsons. That's just like a habit. Like you just have to, anytime you write that letter, like it has to be a little bit bigger and bolder. Nice.
Anytime you need to show off my P, I can do it for you.
Top to bottom, you have, speaking of P's, Patrick Mahomes, Nick Chubb, Justin Jefferson, Mark Andrews, Trent Williams, Miles Garrett, Micah Parsons, Jalen Ramsey, and Andy Reid to lead them out
right.
the tunnel. I have Josh Allen, Derrick Henry, Devontae Adams, Travis Kelce, Zach Martin, Aaron Donald, TJ Watt, Trayvon Diggs. Look, Pete, I have all this fantastic star power on defense. I have Aaron Donald and TJ Watt and the NFL's best cornerback in the world, Trayvon Diggs. How could I not? I trust Josh Allen, Pete. All right. I trust Derrick Henry. I trust Devontae Adams and Travis Kelce. I don't have to work on that side of the ball. All right. And I trust my defensive stars, but I want to mold them just a little bit. I want to take care of them. All right. I want to take one of the only coaches with a more impressive resume than yours, and that is Bill Belichick. All right. Give me William. Shocker. He is leading my squad. We will have the most boring press conferences in the world. I'm feeling fantastic about my selection, feeling fantastic about my team. Before we bring in Rachelle to tell us who won MF Double MVP, Pete, I will tell you which of your picks I was the most upset about that is not Micah Parsons, and then I would like to know which of my picks you were the most upset about. I was pretty bummed when you took Justin Jefferson in hindsight. That was a solid pick. I know I took Devontae Adams first, but like, it's just, there are a lot of great receivers. You know, there's so many great receivers that like any single one that one of us would have taken, it would have been like, oh man, you got that guy. You know, it's just, there's so many.
I think when you're thinking about grand takeaways of this game, and I don't mean to sound like a homer here, I think it was pretty interesting how we both kept coming back to the West. And really, it wasn't just the one side. I mean, it was both sides of the West. It was just the talent that's in these two divisions.
We're going straight to the Wild Wild West.
I'm looking at your list. I still think Devontae is the best receiver in the game. I do like Justin Jefferson. So, you know, that hurt. Really not so mad about Josh Allen. The guy can't even golf.
I would say that I have more of the best.
I was happy that like your Cowboys glasses were on, because Diggs was certainly drafted too high compared to the rest of the NFL. Martin's a guard. If you're taking one offensive lineman, you got to go tackle. I don't care how good the guard is. I did not care about Derrick Henry. TJ Watt hurt. Travis Kelce hurt, because I like those guys. Who doesn't like TJ Watt and what he does week in and week out? And Travis Kelce, I mean, look, I've been covering Kelce since he started. Since I started. So, I mean, to take that, the guy that I sort of have our NFL timelines are the same. It's tough, but.
So tell me if this is absurd. All right. Just the following statements. Derrick Henry is the best running back in the NFL. Not absurd, right?
No.
Devontae Adams, the best receiver in the NFL.
No, absurd.
Okay. Travis Kelce, the best tight end in the NFL. Not absurd. Okay. Zach Martin, the best guard in the NFL.
Sure.
Not absurd. Aaron Donald, the best defensive lineman in the NFL. Maybe the best defensive player in the NFL. Not absurd.
Mm. Yeah.
TJ Watt, best pass rusher in the NFL.
I mean,
not absurd. That's what I'm saying. I have the best head coach in the history of the game, Bill Belichick. Like, I have way more of the best. Just put that out there for Rachel.
A lot of loopholes to get there. Like that TJ Watt move.
You used the same loophole.
Very questionable.
Use the exact same loophole. That's all I'm saying. You have a lot of potential and promise on your team, Pete, but I have a lot of certainty.
I very clearly have, when healthy, the best left tackle. Jalen Ramsey's the best cornerback. I hate to say it, and I don't care if I sound like a homer here. Patrick Mahomes is still the pick. I know that everybody wants to pick somebody else, and whatever. He's the best quarterback, which is the most important position. I paired him with his real head coach. He's got Justin Jefferson and Drayshell. Come on, one of the best tight ends in the game, if not the best, wink, wink, Mark Andrews. Nick Chubb, I talked about when he's healthy. Miles Garrett, Aaron Donald might retire in a year. He might retire next week. So
doesn't matter. He's still a freak. He's a superstar.
Then you don't even have one. So to me, I think the pick is easy, and I'm very happy with my team. The big piece.
Rachel, can you please join us? And just give us your thoughts on our teams, on your favorite picks, you know, maybe a favorite pick of mine, favorite pick of Pete's, whatever, and then your MF double MVP pick. We just want to hear you talk, Rachel. Just go ahead. Grace us with your presence.
First of all, I want to say this is by far one of my favorite episodes that we have done.
All right.
I think it's just been a lot of fun. Like, you guys did a phenomenal job, and this is probably the hardest MF double MVP I've ever had to achieve.
Whoa.
I'm very difficult. Very difficult decision.
I'm gonna go through the picks
really
that I like.
When
it came to quarterback, I had to side with Thank Pete. You. I went with Patrick. Lame.
Whatever.
So sorry.
He hates Lamar Jackson. Just remember that.
No,
I have always stood up for Lamar.
I do not.
He came through with neither one of you chose Lamar.
You guys know that Lamar Jackson has an RJ in the middle, by the way? Like the R in Lamar and then the Jackson. Like, so if you put it together, he's got an RJ.
I don't know where this idea that I hate Lamar Jackson came from. When
Rachel, Pete interrupted
when
you.
When K-Barbs comes on here with a plate, Lamar happens to be maybe an accessory to that in my mind. That's all. Yeah. I don't hate Lamar. I love Lamar.
Rachel, please continue. Pete is sorry for interrupting you.
of course, Pete, you know I love you. Also came for Mark Andrews.
I knew that would strike a strike chord.
When it came to the head coaches, that one was kind of tricky. But I'm going to give that one to Pete.
Let's go.
Wow.
Let's go. Let's go.
I'm going to give that one to Pete.
Bill Belichick is her curmudgeon. The hardest one. Yeah.
Yeah. The hardest one was definitely linebacker, I think, personally, because those were both dominant players for sure. And so the winner of today's MF double MVP has to go to Pete.
My win percentage.
I mean, you didn't even name a pick of mine that you liked, Rachel.
I said TJ. Well, Travis Kelce, that's a definite, even though I.
Well, I didn't get to hear that in the lead up, right? It doesn't feel like
I'm
a fair fight.
Rachel went through your team and she's, you know what? I don't have anything really to even say about this. And I agree. I agree with that notion. And it does feel good to have won yet another MF double MVP. And man, the percentage is just historic. I miss a few shows. So, of course, I'm not even eligible in those. Anytime I'm eligible, I typically win this thing. I mean, that's what it comes down to, RJ. So not only did you make the game that I won, you made it an award that I continue to win.
I didn't make the game. Rachel gave you the first pick. All right. Like, that's like she set this up.
Here we go. Here we go.
I mean, look, Rachel, all I'm saying is Josh Allen got no love. Derrick Henry got no love. Davante Adams got no love. I mean, Zach Martin got no love. Aaron Donald got no love.
I didn't get to mention that because I was trying to go by, you know, only a couple. But Aaron Donald won for that pick, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Miles Garrett.
This was fun. This is the one that we should have opened up to Twitter.
Right.
Had people vote on. Because this was
one. I don't know who is going to vote for Beat's team. Nobody's voting for the big piece. They're the small piece.
One of these.
The insignificant
one
piece.
Of these teams is not like the other, and it's the one with the shiny trophy called the MF double MVP, and that's a big piece.
Rachel, look what you did. That's really all I have to say.
Hard to see you guys when I look into the camera because of all the shine from all the trophies I have in the back. It's tough,
Pete. That might be the lamest thing you've ever said. And there's a lot
it's
of
the shine, it's shining in my eyes. Future's too bright. I got to get some shades in here.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Pete, you are going to have to make the sound of a random animal that Rachel chooses as we leave. Rachel, pick the animal. Go.
Dolphin.
Fins up.